The following is an interview with Caroline Milliard, a community relations advisor with Hydro-Québec, discussing the replacement of a high-voltage power line between the Couillon and Wyman substations. And can you talk a little bit about the consultation that's going on here today?
Yes. So Hydro-Québec is looking at rebuilding a 10-kilometer section of a high transmission line that goes from the Wyman substation to the Couillon substation.
And this is what, 10 kilometers or so, you were saying?
This is about 10 kilometers. This high transmission line is pretty old. It's been serving the Outaouais for the last century or about, and we need to modernize it. We need to bring more capacity to this line. We will double the number of conductors going on the towers, installed on the new towers. And we want to be able to meet the rising demand for energy in the Pontiac, and also modernize our whole transmission system.
You mentioned previously as well that this will provide redundancy as well, or more?
It will provide redundancy. What we're lacking now with the actual high transmission line, actually. So instead of having three conductors on the towers, we'll have six. So we are doubling. Where it's the same voltage, though. It's 120,000 volts. But we're going to have like two different lines, a set of lines. So whenever there's if there is an outage, we can bring back the power more rapidly to affected clients.
And can you talk a little bit about the impacted home? Do you know roughly how many property owners are going to be impacted by this construction?
So along the 10 kilometers section that we will rebuild, we are, for the most part, using the same right-of-way. So we will use the same corridor to have the less impact possible. In two different little places, we won't be able probably to keep the exact same right-of-way. So there's about 70 or a bit less than 70 owners who are impacted. They are already along the line, but we will need to have a larger right-of-way. So we are discussing with them. We're letting them know. That's the whole goal. That's the goal of the public consultation today, is yes, to let everyone who is curious to know about the project, but mostly we were aiming to meet the impacted owners, and they received a specific letter to them, addressed to them, so they could come and talk to our experts, so they know what impact we foresee for them, what are the mitigation measures that we can look at, and the compensation that are already planned for this type of impact on people's land.
Do you know how much of an increase in the right-of-way it's going to be? Is it a large increase? Or?
Yeah, the right-of-way will be not quite as the double in width, but almost. It will be 54 meters in total, and right now it's about 30 meters, because the towers will be higher, and the standards of today are so different than the standard in 1929 when the line was built. And also, since we're gonna double the line, then we need a larger right-of-way.
And you mentioned there's two sections there where there's going to need to be some reconstruction or a little altered there?
Yeah, we have a tower now that's too close to a creek. There has been some problem with the land is very unstable. So we need to put the new tower a bit further from this creek. So we're not going to be in the exact same right-of-way, not very far, but not in the exact same one for this little section. And also close to the Couillon substation, when the line leaves the Couillon substation, we'll need to modify a little bit the actual route that it takes.
And just to wrap up here, looking forward here, can you talk a little bit about the timeline going forward and when you anticipate construction to start, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So what we've been doing so far, we met with the two municipalities, Bristol and Pontiac. Today we're meeting with the citizens. We have our team that are now finishing up all of the engineering, all of the studies, well, not, they're not finishing, they are doing actually the environmental studies. They need to ask for various authorization, like government authorization, and also to talk with the impacted owners. So all of that will take a few months. So we should not start the construction of the new towers before 2027. That's what we're looking at. And we're going to build over 2 years. Well, not during the winter time. It's going to be during like spring and summer and fall, and we should be able to commission the new line, to put it on in 2029.
That was Caroline Milliard, a community relations agent with Hydro-Québec, discussing the replacement of a 10-kilometer transmission line between the Couillon and Wyman substations. This is Caleb Nickerson with the Local Journalism Initiative.